Forward. I'd like to take this forward as an opportunity to make my reasons known for telling this story now, after so many years. I intend for this book to set the record straight and maybe achieve some degree of vindication for myself. At the time in my life when these events were occurring, I followed the advice of attorneys who had instructed me to be quiet, not to talk to the media, and consequently, I didn't have the opportunity to tell the whole story the way it really happened. It's my opinion that the story provided to the public was a tale crafted by defense attorneys, who put a spin on the facts, pursuing an acquittal for their client, and reporters who were concerned with successfully selling a marketable tale, rather than providing access to the truth. My hope is that my story will inspire others who have been victims of violent crime at the hands of their spouse or other trusted people, who have undoubtedly seen their families torn apart, to pick themselves up and to move forward in rebuilding their lives. I want those same people who have experienced this atrocious form of betrayal, as well as, like in my case, the betrayal of our ultimately flawed legal system, to know that it is possible to live, achieve, and maybe even gain trust again. The operations of our legal and criminal justice systems are another item I'd like to bring to light through this book. I suspect that many people don't fully understand that the scales of justice are not always balanced as we would like to think. The prosecution is only able to present information that can be supported with evidence, whereas the defense may put forth theories and make accusations without presenting a single shred of evidentiary support. This lesson was a painful one for me to learn as I watched the defense attorney put forth a case for the defendant that was largely fabricated and required no support, casting doubt on the prosecution's evidence, and furthermore, me as the victim. I was shocked and dismayed that the defense could so easily vilify me in the effort to acquit my own would-be murderers. Before this, I perceived the justice system to be about determining the truth, punishing the guilty, and delivering justice on behalf of the innocent. Unfortunately, though, I believed incorrectly, as many people continue to do. I found out the hard way that the idea of a fair justice system is not true by a long shot. Hopefully, this book will serve its purpose and enlighten at least some portion of this number. I'd also like to take this opportunity to give credit and show my utmost appreciation for my parents, who gladly and unselfishly spent much of their time and energy to help me raise my children. Being a single parent is a situation that the word difficult doesn't even begin to describe for both the parent and the children. Our lives as they are today would not have been possible without their help. They gladly stepped up to try to alleviate the pressures on me, as well as try to help soothe the pain of my children's abandonment on the part of their mother. I know how lucky I was, and am, to have this kind of support. I furthermore hope to take this opportunity to offset some of the financial toll I've suffered due to the events that occurred during this part of my life. Any funds earned from the telling of this story will be used to improve not only my life, but also the lives of my children, one of whom will require around-the-clock care for the rest of her life due to her many significant handicaps. Newspapers and television networks have ultimately profited by telling their perception of my story for more than 2 decades, without much concern for the truth of the matter. I have watched my good name denigrated in the headlines, causing irreparable damage to my reputation. It's not feasible to expect a jury to unhear a testimony on command. I can only hope that this endeavor can help bring the truth to light once and for all, and maybe help someone experiencing multi-layered betrayal benefit from the retelling of my story. John Robert Wedby. Chapter 1. The last hints of spring were fading away on that cool June night. The sharp crescent sliver of the moon glowed in a bright silver, illuminating the black canvas of the night sky. In the early morning hours, most of Knoxville, Tennessee was peaceful and quiet, asleep and unaware of the murderous threat lurking in the nice quiet enclave of Camelot Subdivision. He was crouched like a rat in a hole, stiff from the 6 hours he had lain in wait in the cramped confines of the basement closet. The tall, wiry man was dying for a cigarette.